Chapter 4. Exercise. 1. You might be surprised to learn that most kids would rather have parents that are a little too strict than not strict enough. When they make rules about your behavior, your parents are showing you they really care about the things you do. Learning about life is a little like learning to fly an airplane. Once you get in the air, it's exciting. But first you need to know which buttons to press and which ones to leave alone. If your flight instructor puts you in a plane and says, "Find out the rules yourself," good luck, you know you're in trouble. It's the same with parents. Two. I used to love coming home from school and watching reruns of old TV shows. Once when I was 10 or 11, the TV channel moved The Honeymooners playing time to 6:30. I was totally hooked on that show and asked my mother if I could eat dinner alone in the den instead of eating in the dining room with the rest of the family. Although I could tell this hurt her feelings, she told me I could do it, so I did. That night, sitting in the den with my food, I found the show wasn't that funny as I expected. I could hear my parents talking in the dining room, and I felt like I was missing out on something. The next night, when my mother asked me if I wanted to eat dinner alone in the den, I told her I was going to eat with the family. We sat down together, and my mother patted me on the hand saying, "Welcome back." 3. Would you invest all money you had in the stock of one company? Of course not. Every expert would tell you to invest your money in many different companies. You shouldn't place all your hopes on one company or even one kind of stock. Instead, you should intelligently pursue a variety of investments, so that no one central investment ruins your savings. The same applies to your living life. Don't put all your hopes on getting promoted and end up ruining what could have been a satisfying home life by working late at the office. Build your hopes around many of the things that are important to you, and allow yourself to benefit from the different things that contribute to your life. 4. When I was 6 and my younger brother was 4, we saw a woman driving a truck down the main street of our small Kansas town. My brother stuck out his lower lip and said, "Ladies shouldn't drive trucks." My mother was with us, and she thought my brother's remark was so smart that she told all the neighbors about it. I still remember hearing the laughter from women on our street. My mother was a complicated woman. She had turned her back on a scholarship to medical school, and dropped out of graduate school to marry, but she was not satisfied and often angry at her life as an ordinary wife and mother. Her laughter over my brother's comment must have had a sense of bitterness about it.